Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. We're looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issues of the day. We'll be covering a whole spate of issues, I believe, that are all relevant, all have a dovetailing effect, the end result being the deterioration, the ultimate evisceration, and total destruction of the warp and the woof that's literally the fabric of our society today. So let me encourage you to join the discussion. Telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. After a brief monologue, we're going to open the lines asking you to call. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issues of the day. We're talking today about a question. Will America survive? Will America survive? Let me just give you a little footnote on that. You can look at all the prophetic text in the scripture from Genesis through the Revelation text. You'll not see any mention of America in the last of the last days in the eschatological text of the Word of God. So what happens to America? Where do we go? What takes place that will eviscerate, to wipe out America from the face of the globe and of all historic record from the standpoint of God's prophetic future that we're now entering into and have been for some times now? We'll be talking about that today. Will America survive? We may survive as a people, but will it be America as we know it? We may survive as a nation, but not as a sovereign nation. We may survive as a general population, but will it be America based on the constitutional republic that our founding fathers gave to us? Before we get into the dialogue and discussion, let me just talk about something that I think is fascinating, has nothing to do with today's broadcast other than just an opening remark, that there is hope in some areas. I'm looking at an article that says, incredible hope. Passenger lands a Cessna airplane after pilot falls unconscious. A passenger with no flying experience safely landed a light aircraft in an airport in Florida, West Palm is what it was, after his pilot fell unconscious in what had been described as nothing short of a miracle. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't just a little puddle jumper, as I called them. It wasn't just a little small single engine or simply a single or dual passenger plane. It was it seat 5 to 6 people, maybe 8. Remarkable audio from the cockpit showed the man telling aircraft control, I have a serious problem here. My pilot has gone incoherent. I have no I laugh at this. I have no idea how to fly the airplane. The man who has not been identified was a passenger on the Cessna 208 Caravan and was flying home to Florida from the Bahamas to see his pregnant wife. However, just off the coastline, about 70 miles north of their destination, the pilot suffered what is thought to be a medical emergency. Facing a potential catastrophe, the passenger made contact with air traffic controller who asked for his position. The response, I have no idea, he said. I can see the coast of Florida in front of me. Quote, try to hold the wings level. See if you can get started with the descending for me. The air flight controller was heard telling the man, push forward on the controls and descend very slowly. Try to follow coast either north or southbound, and we're trying to locate you on the radar. They didn't even have him on the radar when this emergency took place, ladies and gentlemen. And the article then says, aircraft controller printed a picture of the cockpit controls to help the passenger with no flight experience land the plane in Florida after the pilot passed out. Robert Morgan, an air traffic controller at Palm Beach Atlantic International Airport in Florida, printed out a layout of the cockpit of the Cessna 208 Caravan airplane to help an unnamed passenger land the flight. The passenger was flying from Bahamas when the pilot went unconscious, the article says. He contacted air traffic controller to help. He had no idea where he was. The traffic control took 4 minutes to locate him and found that he was flying over the ocean just off the coast of Florida. And this article states, Robert Morgan, who has worked in the industry for 20 years, was on his break Tuesday afternoon reading a book outside after switching shifts with a colleague when he received an emergency call from a passenger was with no flight experience was trying to land the flight safely after the pilot suffered a medical emergency. Ladies and gentlemen, I find it absolutely astounding that he was able to land the plane. I watched some of the video footage, and the plane landed almost as professionally as you could land an airplane. This article sort of says, I just feel like it probably was meant to happen, Morgan told the news station. I knew the plane was flying like any other plane. I just had to keep him, that is him, the passenger, calm, point him to the runway, and tell him how to reduce the power so he could descend to land. Before I knew it, he was like, I'm on the ground. How'd I turn this thing off? Ladies and gentlemen, if you've not flown a plane, perhaps you do not find that as comical as I do, having had a pilot's license for many years, not had much airtime in the past several years. But can you imagine jumping in the pilot's control seat with no flight experience and having someone professional enough to be able to walk you through the process to land? It was, in fact, a miracle that took place. And I'm thankful that that is a good report for today's news. Most of the news is far from that. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that as we face the issues each and every day on this broadcast, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus then says in John 14, 6, I am truth. Further, he makes a declaratory statement, says, thy word is truth. It's talking about the truth of the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, in society that we're living in today, truth is hated. Truth is disdained. Truth is dissed. Truth has no relevance as far as the society is concerned today. Truth, the ultimate truth, the Lord Jesus Christ, has been banned in many avenues and venues today, banned in the Capitol, banned in the House of Representatives and the Senate. Jesus, the ultimate truth, is banned in our schools. Prayer is banned. The reading of the Scripture is banned. And ladies and gentlemen, when we ask the question, will America survive? Let me just put it this way. If we've banned God, if we've ousted God from all of society, how can America survive? How is it possible for a nation that was founded on the Word of God, the Judeo-Christian values, how can we expect to survive if God's been banned and God is the sovereign sustainer of all of the universe? Is it possible that we're watching the denigration, the degradation of all that we call truth in America today as a result of it being part of God's judgment on a nation that said no to God? Ladies and gentlemen, it was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that made the statement that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're in that category today. We are hated, disdained, and dissed as a result of standing for truth. This is the reason I appreciate the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made the statement, faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. And defend the truth, even to death. And I believe that is a good admonition for each of us, even today, is to stand for truth, live the truth, love the truth, seek the truth. You won't find truth, ladies and gentlemen, on the Communist Network News. You can roll your dial and you'll rarely find a little smidgen, a little tidbit, a little nugget of anything that we could call truth. It is simply not found today. Even on Fox News, there is no truth outside the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And this broadcast is based on the truth of the Word of God and what God's Word says. And in turn, if we have a central biblicist worldview, all that we see taking place in society, whether it be political, social, economic, or spiritual, everything that we view needs to be viewed through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. That's the only way we can have a central biblicist worldview. And I commend that view to you, ladies and gentlemen. This portion of today's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment, hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Tools for Time has a gigantic flag flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's family-friendly, oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing its full staff to be able to be in the house of God, worshiping God on Sunday with the entire family, as God intended it for families to do. Drop by Tools for Time. Make your application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does as far as placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you today that as we speak on this subject, face this issue, will America survive? We need to be very, very careful in understanding the condition that we're in today as a nation. As a nation, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the Build Back Better mantra of Joe Biden coming into full fruition. The Build Back Better, ladies and gentlemen, is a socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party statement. It comes right out of Karl Marx's book, if you please, his mantra on how to destroy a nation. Is to build back better. And to build back better, you've got to undermine, tear down, and destroy the very foundations. And Psalms 11:3 is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen. If the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? And we're watching the Build Back Better through the puppet, Joe Biden. And I believe the puppeteer is none less than Barack Hussein Obama and George Soros and Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and others. I don't believe it's possible for Joe Biden to have an original idea in his head. He's cognitively depleted. It's saddened to have to say that, but I believe that his handlers need to be charged with senior abuse because he is the shell of a man. He is the puppet. The puppeteers are making the decision. Joe Biden would probably go along with it if he had cognition enough to do so. But he's simply the puppet. The puppeteers behind the scenes are pulling the strings. They're making the decisions. And may I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at what is the end result of the Build Back Better, the socialist Marxist mantra that is literally in vogue today through the wake society and the woke community that believes that somehow, some way, socialism and communism is better than capitalism. In fact, according to the Barner Report, about 61% of the millennials believe that socialism is far better than capitalism. The mindset that's been perpetrated upon society today through Alexander Ocasio-Cortez is against anything that's called capitalism. There's a mindset that if everybody is served equal, then everybody will be happy and have a happy life. Ladies and gentlemen, that didn't work in biblical times in the first century church. That didn't work. There were those that would sell all of the property, bring it before the pastors, let it before them be dispersed among the people. And it was discovered early on, ladies and gentlemen, that people were unwilling to work if they had someone else that's willing to work and give them food, clothing, and shelter. Socialism has never worked in any nation, any part of the globe, in any portion of the centuries past, and it'll not work today. But we have so many that have been brainwashed and ideological mind-bending and the things that's taking place in our colleges and universities. These youngsters, the millennials, have not grown up understanding that you have to work for a living, that you have to work to pay for things, that you can't expect someone else to do it. Before long, you run out of other people's money. And that is the major problem with socialism, ladies and gentlemen. But let's just look at a few of the more serious things happening altogether. It's bad enough. I'm about to just give you a whole litany of what's taking place. Any single one of them is bad for America. But if you couple them together, we understand the undermining, the destruction that's taking place on a major broad scale basis. Ladies and gentlemen, for some time now, the storm clouds have been hovering over America and the globe for several years, and now the storm's hitting. The clouds are darkening, and the storm's hitting. Now, listen, this is not meant to be a doom and gloomist broadcast by any stretch of the imagination. It's designed to wake you up for us to understand collectively that we need to be the watchman on the wall warning of the dangers ahead and the destruction that's going to take place. Here's an article that says, as hideous as it gets, top Christian sounds the warning over deranged left. God-fearing and life-loving Americans must let their voices be heard. Dr. James Dobson is speaking in this article. That has Democrats and leftists enraged, talking about the Supreme Court leaked document. They have threatened to pack the courts to impeach the justices, and they are demanding Congress adopt a new law to change the Constitution and embedded a right of abortion. Ladies and gentlemen, that bill that was forced through the House and approved failed in the Senate just yesterday. The vote was no. I think it was something like 49-51 that said no, where they were trying to pass a fast-track abortion rights bill so that if the Supreme Court does, in fact, canceled Roe versus Wade since 1973, with approximately 65 to 70 million humans being murdered in the mother's womb. They tried to pass that on the fast track. It failed. And I'm thankful that at least a liberal leftist, Joe Manchin, voted against the bill. We had two rhinos and the Republicans that voted against the bill. And normally they've been voting for with the left. But ladies and gentlemen, this article goes further in saying, activists have protested in events that have neared the levels of riots at the homes of Supreme Court justices in defiance of federal law and the ban that bans it. The Biden Department of Justice has so far ignored those blatant conflicts. Dr. James Dobson said, quote, recently, the left has become increasingly deranged over the potential of Roe versus Wade being overturned. From riotous mobs outside the homes of Supreme Court justices to pro-abortion activists defacing churches across the country in violation of federal law to the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, attempting to push through legislation codifying abortion on demand. The left is showing their true colors, and they are hideous as it can get. And then Dr. Dobson goes on with about three major recommendations for Christians. And the primary thing is to stand up, speak up, and let our desires be heard and stop being silent, stop being asleep as Christians. We'll talk about that during this broadcast today. But ladies and gentlemen, we're watching today the national gasoline prices ranging between $5 and $8 a gallon. Families can't afford to drive to work today or to get to the grocery store and travel, and yet Joe Biden is silent. Joe Biden says it's Putin's problem. Joe Biden says that Putin is causing the gas prices to go up, yet it's Joe Biden that stopped the shut down the pipeline. It's Joe Biden that just yesterday canceled some of the leases out in the Gulf for the oil production companies to produce more oil, and yet at the same time saying it is Putin's problem. It is a cop-out, as you would call it, and yet it is the Biden's plan, the socialist, Marxist, communist Democratic Party's plan to destroy America. That's just one of the tentacles of that. We'll talk about the other tentacles in just a moment. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes.
Good morning. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Okay, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, sir.
They need to get the Democratic Party, those I call them puppets, and the definitely the president, he's a puppet. They need to Clinton, Obama, because they're pulling his strings, I believe.
Oh, absolutely, brother.
And Soros.
Yes. By Soros is funding it all because he wants to destroy the economic base in America. He's a globalist, and he doesn't like to see anything called borders in any nation, and that's his professional background, destroying the economy of nations and then going back in and buying it for pennies on the dollar. Joe Biden, you're exactly right, brother. Joe Biden is simply a puppet. The puppeteers behind the scenes making all the decisions. Biden couldn't put two sentences together if his life depended on it. And yet he is the one that other nations are looking at around the globe. Putin is watching Biden's weakness. We have Xi and China watching Biden's weakness. We have the Iranian grand poobahs that are watching the Biden weakness. We have North Korea watching the Biden weakness. And together it is undermining anything that's called strength for America.
Yes. And I have to say this again. They need to bust those girls for Black Lives Matter. They stand in mansions.
Yes, sir.
All the
and
money
they,
that was given to them.
It was given to them. And, brother, listen very carefully. You're exactly right. They are highly trained Marxists. Their words, not mine. They're highly trained socialist, lesbian, sodomite Marxists, if I can give it the colorful identification. They have been given hundreds of millions of dollars by the major, major corporate entities in America, and those major corporate entities that poured out the treasures of their stockholders paid them thinking what they, in my opinion, thinking they were paying them money for security and protection so that the Black Lives Matter would not burn their buildings, riot, and destroy their streets. And somehow, some way, they were gravely mistaken. Some of those companies have now awakened, and they go back and they say they wish they had never given a penny to Black Lives Matter. It is not about the color of the skin. It's a matter that they are Marxist thugs to tear down and destroy America. And they need to, as you said, nail the ones that have done that. They need to go back and collect dollars that have been shielded in the theft from the citizens in America, thinking they were protecting black lives. You're exactly right, brother. So we need to keep praying, keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh.
If Black Lives Matter, why don't they go out here and stop these kids from killing each other?
Yes, sir. If Black Lives Matter, why don't they go into Chicago and stop the 20, 30 murders that's taking place each week?
Right, yeah, it's crazy.
Yes, sir. Brother, I'm thankful that God's still in control. I'm thankful he's on the throne. Yes, I'm thankful that when it all looks dark, as Dr. Adrian Rogers said many, many years ago, it's dark, but it's gloriously dark because every day we're getting closer to the return of the Lord Jesus. So we need to just keep looking up. We need to be the watchman on the wall, warning of dangers and darkness ahead, but we need to keep looking up, knowing that our redemption draweth nigh, Luke 21:28. Brother, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up.
Let me ask you one more question.
Yes,
what time your programs, your sermon is, I think it's Sunday?
That's on.
And what's the address?
Pardon? It's on the same networks. If you will go to ilovethetruth.com and look it up, it'll give you the dates, the times, and the places.
Okay. Well, really, I wanted to come.
Oh, you're talking about this Sunday service? Yes, sir. It's at 10 o'clock Sunday morning here, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. We're 1 mile south of I-295. Love to have you as our special guest.
Yes, they need to get these idiots out before they destroy our Constitution.
Yes, sir. I'm in agreement with you, brother. We're on the same. We're on the same line of music. Thank you so much for your call. Have a blessed day today, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay,
we're talking about asking the question: will America, or maybe we need to couch it this way: can America survive? We're watching what is taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. I call it the perfect storm. If you go back to the mindset in flying an airplane, a pilot, there's the perfect storm. We have clouds coming, you have bad weather, you have a shift of the load on the plane that's going to shift its handle, the maneuverability of the plane, and all of these things coming together at the same time, maybe darkness coming, heavy lightning, heavy thunder, heavy clouds, darkness, et cetera, et cetera. All of these things coming together called a perfect storm in aviation, and I believe we're watching a perfect storm take place in America with the national gasoline prices now ranging $5 to $8 a gallon, and that could be solved in 24 hours if Joe Biden would simply open the pipelines, if Joe Biden would simply take all the restraints off and allow the gas manufacturing production companies to go into full swing. We're watching also today, ladies and gentlemen, a major, major catastrophic thing that's taking place. That is baby formula that is now at a critical level, with parents are in panic condition, not knowing how they can feed their babies. And yet Biden is silent. And ladies and gentlemen, now with this, with the gasoline prices, let me go back to that for a moment. Gasoline price is almost out of control, and they're doing that to force you and to force me into buying electric vehicles called the EVs, to buy an electric car. They're forcing, ladies and gentlemen, what they call the green energy, that is with windmills. Windmills has never been able to, and if you had all energy coming from windmills, they'd be rolling blackouts across the nation 24-7 because windmills cannot continue, even if they're going 24-7, they cannot produce the electricity that's necessary to feed the grids across America, to feed the homes and the buildings. It's an impossibility. Somehow, some way, there will be a need for gasoline and coal-fired plants, nuclear-fired plants, in order to have the energy needed. I'm looking at an article, by the way, for your information and edification. Electric vehicles charging sparks multiply house fires, hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage. This goes on to talk about 3 weeks ago in Ashburn, Virginia, there was an electric vehicle charging malfunction that started a fire and caused more than $15,000 in damages. Here's another, Damascus, Maryland. On April the 1st, a fire started from an electric car charger in a garage, causing $350,000 in damages. 4 days later, Bethesda, Maryland, a scooter overheated while charging and started a fire in an apartment. In and of itself, that is not terribly remarkable events. But when you look at the broader picture of the problems tied to electric vehicles, it's worth noting. Though many like to advertise electric vehicles as flawless, the way the future of the green energy solution, electric vehicles still are problematic, just like any other vehicle. An EV becomes more common as they become, electric cars become more common. This writer says the risk of fires associated with these vehicles cannot be overlooked or underplayed. And it goes on to say, in France, two electric buses exploded. There is a particular danger with EVs catch on fire because of the lithium-ion batteries are especially flammable. Electric vehicles with lithium-ion batteries burn hotter, faster, and require more water to extinguish the fire. And the batteries can reignite hours, even days, after the fire initially controlled, leaving salvage yards and repair shops at major risk. A battery can short-circuit, which could happen in the battery cells if the battery cell is punctured, exposing it to heat, during any collision, and they can combust. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the danger of the electric car, and yet that's being pushed upon all Americans. That, along with, ladies and gentlemen, what we're finding is the famine, that is the shortage of baby formula, the shortage of food products and other items that so normally would be found on the grocery shelves. Ladies and gentlemen, food shortages, fertilizer shortages, crop failure, serious famine is underway globally, and it's not a matter of if it will happen, it's a matter of when it will happen, how deep it will be, how broad it will be, and it's not designed to frighten anybody, but ladies and gentlemen, we're on the very threshold of major global food shortages and what I call food famine. We're on the cusp of it. And as a result of that, right at this very moment, we're finding major price increases on everything that you buy. We looked at just this morning as the news came out, something like 8.7% inflation just month over month from last month. We can't continue to sustain that and sustain our nation as strong as we have it today. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.